This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is it me or is this week just flown by?
It's been a good one.
It's gone. It's Friday.
Oh, beautiful afternoon. I think we'll be sitting out back on the porch tonight. Or patio. Front porch, back patio. Story here. About 17% of parents with kids in youth sports... I need you to pay attention.
17%
of parents with kids in youth sports are convinced that their child is destined for professional stardom.
Oh, my God!
What is that, roughly? 1 in 6?
Get a grip!
Well, and at least 30% were lying.
1 in 6 or 1 in 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least 30% were lying when they said no. They just didn't want to be painted with that stigma.
My parents were never in that 17%.
I mean,
high school's about as far as he's.
I remember
get.
Looking at my children and saying, "Sweetheart, yeah. You have many skills, you have many gifts in this life. You're not going to the NBA."
Even with the mom goggles and the dad goggles and dad wishes,
It is a dream that comes with an 8-hour weekly commitment and hundreds of dollars in annual equipment costs, but the reality check may hurt more than a bad tackle. A Talker research survey of 4,100 athletes, parents, and their coaches reveals that 1 in 6 parents believe that they're raising the next pro athlete. Even more telling, 2/3 of parents think their child performs above average compared to the peers. The math doesn't add up, but the conviction does.
What is the point of it all? Think about that. What is the point of the youth sports? Is it supposed to provide your family with millions of dollars
No.
in the years to come? Or is it just to give the kids something to do?
Bingo.
Give the kids something. Well, it's more than give them something to do. I think it teaches teamwork, perseverance,
yes.
Commitment.
There are lessons that come from it. Life lessons that
discipline.
Can be applicable.
Yeah, discipline. Respect.
Sure. But really, in the end, I mean, we didn't have all of this when we were kids.
Here's another one.
We didn't even have soccer, Dan.
It was such a foreign thing.
When I came here from another place, I wanted to play soccer. Lansing did not have a soccer team. My brother was one of the architects of the Lansing High School soccer program. And
we had softball. And we had baseball.
No, you had more than that. You had softball, but you had basketball.
School, there was high school football and basketball.
Volleyball.
But for...
Yeah, the sports.
Really, for the summer...
Track.
Summer rec sports.
Oh.
Softball, baseball.
You didn't have any summer soccer?
No.
Huh.
Soccer did not exist in Topeka when I was growing up.
When we were kids, it was, you know, pickup games and your bicycle. And that's what you did during the summer. And that was it. We didn't have this organized, methodical.
No, we did. We played baseball in the summer.
Structure. That's what I mean. Pickup games.
No, we played organized rec baseball games.
All right.
Do you guys remember the pizza magnate from Kansas who fought the law and he won? His name was Gene Bicknell. You remember that name? He's like a billionaire. He started pizza. He's like from Baxter, Kansas.
Not only that, but I believe he ran for governor back in the 90s.
He's in the Kansas City Business Journal today for sort of a sad reason. You know, he's a bajillionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
The New York Post picked up this story a while back. For some reason, the Kansas City Business Journal picked it up today. He had very humble beginnings. I'm almost positive it was Baxter, Kansas. Started the first Pizza Hut, then that took off, and now he's...
I believe it was Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Worth whatever he's worth, right? Fraudsters have duped the 91-year-old out of $60 million after convincing him that God was commanding him to fund a theme park. A devoutly religious 91-year-old widower was bamboozled into dumping $60 million into an Oklahoma theme park by alleged fraudsters who posed as God and commanded him. And commanded him to fork over his cash on the failed project, according to a new lawsuit. I don't know who he's suing or how we're tracking these people down.
Well, he originally sued the state of Kansas in 2022.
And won.
And won, yes.
Gene Bicknell, a wealthy former Florida businessman, was tricked into sinking his fortune into the American Heartland theme park by three different officials, two of whom sent him hundreds of text messages posing as the big man upstairs.
Okay.
Because
I mean,
the Almighty has a text account.
Bless his heart. It was a years-long scheme of, quote, psychological manipulation.
Clearly.
Carried out allegedly by a Missouri-based preacher.
Oh, a preacher.
Look him up. Named New York Post is his name and names. A Missouri-based preacher named Larry Wilhite, W-I-L-H-I-T-E.
W-H.
W-I-L.
W-I-L.
H-I-T-E.
Okay.
One of the messages, in all caps, "Awake, my child. This is a day of great decision and urgency. The mission will not tolerate anything but absolute obedience." It read, allegedly ordering Bicknell to hand over millions for the theme park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about this and you think, how could you? How could you? How could you? This man is not a stupid man, Scott. He's 91. He's lonely. He's a widower.
I was right. He ran for the GOP nomination for Kansas governor in 1994, but lost it to Bill Graves.
How does this happen?
Well, he's 91, and perhaps he was gullible to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But even at 91, when text messages are coming in asking you to hand over $60 million, purportedly from the Lord himself, Dan, come on.
I mean,
I don't know what we do like to help protect people from themselves. That's what we're talking about here.
We're talking about helping people who are not mentally completely there anymore from protect themselves.
He was there for the groundbreaking. I mean, they did break ground on this, quote, theme park.
Three Points RV Park and Campground? That's a theme park? What's the theme?
This preacher and another defendant made Gene believe that God himself was commanding him to infuse ever more cash into this project. But after years of allegedly fleecing the man out of more than $60 million and spending some of the dough on themselves and family members, they ultimately constructed nothing more than a gravel road and a fence. They are seeking a jury trial and unspecified monetary damages. Is anything illegal? If I ask you, I have $60 million, okay? I have $60 million, and you say to me, I am commanding you to give that to me, and I, over weeks or months or years, believe in this project, and I give you $60 million. I'm an adult. Was a law broken?
Did you build the theme park that I gave you the money for?
Well, they broke ground on it.
Breaking ground's not building.
Construction projects fail every single day, Mission Gateway. These people are going to say, we believed that we were going to build a theme park. It didn't work out. I'm not saying he wasn't scammed. Clearly he was.
Yes.
But he voluntarily gave this man, not someone in Nigeria, not someone overseas, a Missouri preacher.
Oh, so as long as it's a Missouri preacher,
no,
you're free no. of potential
as,
scams?
As long as it's a Missouri preacher, you have a name to attach to a lawsuit. Like, if he had given this money overseas, you know, you're never going to see it again.
You're never going to get it back.
He's not going to see the money anyway. It's gone.
Well, some of it's probably gone.
But if I say to you, Scott, I am the Lord and I'm commanding you to give me $60 million, how is that any different than any of the other preachers over the years who have fleeced people out of money saying, I can lay hands on you and heal you. And
Benny Hinn?
I need a private jet. You just need to give me your money. Like, how is this any different? It's on a
Jimmy Swagger.
It's on a larger scale, maybe. Not if we're talking about Swagger, probably we're not.
You don't think Swagger scammed his congregation?
That's what I'm saying. This might not be as large of a scale as that was.
Benny Hinn would tell you, he's still alive, by the way. I remember when he came to Kemper years ago, this would have been before the Sprint Center. Benny Hinn stood there in front of that crowd of 18,000.
Yep, who paid money.
Yeah, and you would come down and he would slap you on your forehead and you would be cured of whatever disease you
had. Why is that not fraud and this is fraud?
It is fraud. Dana, I don't know. I think because when you start talking about churches, when you start talking about pastors, you're starting to walk into really dangerous territory. Prove that I can't heal people. Prove it.
He had that magic jacket.
Prove that they did not believe they were going to actually build a theme park.
Yeah, that's a great point. Prove that the people at Gateway Mission didn't think that they were someday open up a movie theater in the middle of COVID.
I think we can all prove that.
I forgot to drive by there today. Dang it. I'll drive by after work. 9135.
It deserves a new name, by the way. Mission Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Yeah.
It really does, man. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In the wake of, this is from Sports Illustrated, in the wake of the highly publicized sports gambling scandals that have impacted both the NBA and MLB, also the NFL, the NFL is now working on implementing new policies in order to curb any such risks in its own games. The league sent out a memo indicating that it had begun actively engaging with state lawmakers and the NFL's sports betting partners to limit or potentially outright ban prop bets. Quoting here from the NFL, "From the earliest days of legal sports betting, we have recognized the particular risks associated with prop bets and the corrosive effect they have on fan perceptions, league reputation, and the safety of players, club staff, and game officials." Here we go. Among the type of wagers the league is aiming to outlaw would include markets or bets that are inherently or designed to be derogatory or inflammatory. I don't understand that. Markets or bets based on officials or officiating. Number of penalties, yards per game, blah, blah, blah. Markets or bets based on outcomes 100% determinable by one person in one play. Will they catch it? Will they drop it? Will it be 8 yards or more or 8 yards or less? Will this be an interception?
So I think what they're saying is we cannot trust anyone to police themselves on this. And so we are going to step in and do it for you, which is what Alex Gold predicted would be happening a few weeks ago after the initial NBA scandal that turned into maybe a football scandal that turned in also to a baseball scandal.
Well, and they can't.
The only one we're missing is college. And he says college is coming.
College is right around the
college
corner.
College is coming.
Actually, I believe there was a small Division III basketball scandal earlier this week, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead, Sam.
They can't just isolate it to the only the bets that can be altered on one play. They need to have it cover any bet that can be altered by a single player.
And that's what they said regarding the NFL.
But that's a lot of bets, Scott.
But they had said one play, right? Well, if you have receiving yards as an under,
that's multiple plays.
That's the entire game.
Yeah.
But if you have all of your friends bet the under and you know that you're going to get, I don't know, $5 million or whatever if you only get 66 yards instead of 67, you think that receiver is going to catch another
ball
the rest
of
the game?
When you're at 64 yards, you just drop the ball. You literally miss the pass.
You still go in. You
at
still
64
run the route,
yards.
You make it look like you're trying, and then, sorry, I dropped the ball.
I was watching some sports commentators today on one of the, I don't know if it was FS1 or whatever, because at the moment, I don't get ESPN because YouTube and Disney can't seem to play well with others. And one of the commentators said this morning, if you are an executive in any of the major sports leagues, MLS, NBA, NFL, of course, MLB, whatever, every time there is a play where the officiating could have gone either way or a player should have caught a ball and for whatever reason dropped it, you're automatically sitting in your couch at home thinking, am I in for a major scandal tomorrow?
Right. Why not ban any bet, not just prop bets, any bet that has anything to do with a single player? Not a single play, Sam. It has to be a single player, which would eliminate whether or not Harrison Butker is going to make three kicks or five. It would eliminate whether or not a certain quarterback is going to throw for the under on a certain number of yards, or whether a receiver is going to catch unders. You would have to ban singular bets that any single player could manipulate.
could the key two words you just said was could manipulate. So, for example, you could still have one-on-one competitions where you could bet.
Yeah.
Do I think Serena Williams is going to beat player X?
Yes.
And it can't be, no, I think she's going to lose. You just have to bet, I think Serena Williams is going to win this match.
No more betting on the losses. And I think they even go one step further, Sam, and no more betting with singular players.
They can't only remove betting on the under because then there's no leverage.
You can no, but on a one-on-one match, Sam, in, say, tennis, right?
Right.
You could bet, I think Serena Williams is going to win.
Right. Or you could bet that she's not going to win, which is...
No, because if you were going to bet that she's not going to win, you would bet on her opponent.
What's the difference?
There's no under.
Well, yeah, there is, by betting on the opponent.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're right.
So they would just have to identify whichever bets they think could be manipulated and wipe them out entirely, because if you take something, for example, receiving yards, we'll use that example again, and you only allow people to bet the higher, you're taking away the leverage for the bet. And the books would never do that. That's how you lose every single time.
Right. The house would actually, for once,
lose. Yeah.
So then what do you do, Scott? Wouldn't you think the threat of losing everything and going to prison for 40 years over $12,000 would be enough that it sends ripples and shockwaves through the industry, where even the agents are telling their players, don't mess around with this. Don't even tell your mother that you think you're going to not be in the game in the third quarter, because that if that woman tells somebody else, and then that person tells five people, and then those five people tell 10, then we don't even want the appearance that you are sharing any information about the game.
I mean, obviously sports betting has exploded in the United States, and with it comes the temptations that some people who have the ability to manipulate it, not somebody like you or you, Sam, would have. The temptation is there. It might be real. I want to help my friends out. I want to help my family out.
But now, can't you say, look what happened to these guys? It's not worth it. Don't do it. It's almost like how, you know, drinking and driving became like an unfashionable thing to do, where they say to all the players, these are the real life examples. The feds are not messing around. They are going to prison. Do not even attempt to think about doing this.
Yet it still happens.
Yet it's still happening.
Do we really think it's all been legit the whole time?
No, but I don't think it's been this flagrant either.
All right, last sports story of the day, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. This one's got me, this is grinding my gears. Rob, Brenton, and I had a long conversation about this out in the newsroom. Major League Soccer, which has always played a spring to fall schedule, which is unlike their European counterparts, right? So they would start in the spring, play all summer long, play into the fall, and then they're off during the winter.
Yeah.
Major League Soccer, after the next season,
okay,
is going to a late summer to spring schedule, which means they will be playing in the winter, just like the European clubs.
Why?
The difference is that the European clubs have the jet stream, which keeps their games at least moderately warm. And by moderately warm, I mean the games are in the 30s or 40s in London on January 5th, for example. Can you imagine playing a game out at Sporting Park on January 15th of 2027?
Yes.
In negative 10 degree weather?
Yes.
Minnesota, by the way, has an outdoor stadium.
I can absolutely imagine it, because A, they think they're going to make money expanding it, and B, people go to Arrowhead and watch in those conditions all the time.
Yeah, we do. I was there.
People will stop showing up for Major League Soccer games.
You have lost your mind. Have you been to Arrowhead on the day that guy lost his nipples?
I was offered tickets to go to that negative 10 degree game at Arrowhead.
I went.
I know.
Carrie went.
And you were miserable.
No, we actually had a good time because we went prepared. Now, the idiots that are out there without shirts. No, we had cardboard and we had hand warmers and we had 40 layers. And then you had these ding-a-lings without shirts on. Oh, look at me. I have a shirt on. I've got a D on my chest. Those are the people that ended up going to KU Med.
I do agree with you, Scott, though. The love for soccer is not the same. It's not the same as the Chiefs in this country.
I love sporting. You're not going to catch me out there in 10 degree below
weather.
You're
not going to catch me out there in 10
degree
below
weather.
Those
men went to that game with nipples. And
they went home without them.
They went home without them.
I had tickets to the 2013 MLS Championship played at Sporting Park. It was 10 degrees that day. I watched it from home. I had tickets for my favorite team.
People will go.
No, they won't. The deep seated love for the team is not there like it is for NFL football. It's just not. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Hey, don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. From Reuters today, the holiday rush may lose some of its momentum this year, even among high-income travelers. As a report from Deloitte, on November 12th shows Americans are planning to take fewer trips and spend less on them amid growing financial concerns. The average number of planned holiday trips has dropped to 1.8, down from 2.1 last year. Notably, nearly 1 in 5 households earning more than $100,000 a year, or what is considered to be high-income Americans.
What's that number?
1 in 5 households earning the household, so combined incomes of more than $100,000 a year, or, quote, high-income Americans, say they were worse off financially than a year ago.
Inflation alone would dictate that.
Or about 80% of that group plan to choose cheaper travel options. So Americans plan to travel less in the coming 12 months than they did in the previous 12. Businesses are facing a tough decision this holiday season. Run a Black Friday promotion and see their profits drop, or charge full price and risk turning off buyers. Some business owners say that sharply higher U.S. tariffs on imports are raising their costs. We've all heard this, giving them less room to roll out aggressive holiday sales. Lisa Cheng, what that has to do with anything?
Isn't that why we're seeing more sales earlier and more crap out there earlier, because they know they are bracing for like less spending in the snapshot between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I don't think that's why.
So we can get a few extra dollars now.
Well, it's actually really funny on some of these websites, and I won't name any in particular, but if you track the prices of certain products, there might be a couple of days that are the Amazon Prime Day. And oh my God, it's 95% off. Today it's going to be $39.99. And you go back 3 weeks later when it's not Amazon Prime Day, and guess what? That same product
is it the same price?
$39.99. It was no discount. They just put that there to make you think that there was a discount.
That's like the bananas in the Walmart the other day that said,
yeah,
manager special, 53 cents. And then and below that, it said normally 54 cents.
Yes, I saw that.
Now, I'm not going around telling people to start moving pricing signs at their retail stores, but you'd be surprised if you were to slide that for sale sign over just a little bit. You'll find the regular not for sale price sign underneath it. Same price.
Yep.
So they do it earlier, not because they're worried about some, oh, people aren't going to be spending as much money. They're just, they're not actually losing money. So they can do this sale whenever they want to. As long as they have the perception that you are going to get a deal, you're probably going to spend money.
Have either one of you ever done, like, gotten up at 5 in the morning on Black Friday?
No.
Neither have I.
No,
I've never done it.
I have family members who have knocked down old ladies to get, like, TVs and stuff, and yet again, it's like, okay, cool, you saved $20.
You guys, there's some psychological phenomenon. Help me look this up, Sam, but I can't tell you what it's called or what to look up. And what it says is that our minds play this trick on us. When you think you are getting a deal, even if it's something that is $5,000 and there's some sort of sale that says, okay, we're going to give you this for $4,500. Our minds do this thing where you think at a higher cost point, Scott, it is worth the $500 savings, even though if separately I had said to you, would you spend $5,000 on A, B, or C? You'd go, no.
Right. Because I don't need it.
I was just reading about this maybe like
temporal
a month ago.
Discounting.
It's this weird, what's it called?
Temporal discounting. It's the bias in your mind that leads you to believe
yes
that even if you would never have spent that $4,500 on that product, since you're saving $500,
yes,
all of a sudden it's worth the $4,500.
The New York Times wrote this whole thing about
it. I don't suffer from that.
Well, I do. I'm like, well, that's a deal.
We used to go into a grocery store that was known for printing off a receipt for how much money you saved on that transaction. Mm-hmm. I won't name it. Something about prices, something about chopping them. And at the end of that grocery trip, you would get one receipt with how much you spent. And then you'd get another receipt, or it was on the same receipt, whatever. And it would list how much you saved on every single item. It's like, okay, but you still spent $400 on groceries.
Okay,
like,
can I also tell you that I never noticed this before until Johnny pointed it out. There is also a box store that I will not name where you might be able to save big money. And we were talking about it one day because the ads are always on during football.
Does this their theme go, save big money at...
He said, have you ever noticed that their entire platform of savings is based on the rebate?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So I started watching some of these ads, and it will say, you know, you're going to get a deal on this. Let's say it's a $500 lawnmower, whatever it is. But after the mail-in rebate, you're going to get $2 back. Okay? Just start watching the ads. And once you see it, you will keep noticing it. How many people listening are taking that little coupon?
I've done it.
Mailing it in somewhere, then waiting for some check back for $4. Like,
that's what they're banking on.
But isn't your...
Literally.
Scott, isn't your time worth... Like, most of the rebates are not significant.
Right.
If you said to me it was $1,000...
Filling out the envelope took me 30 seconds. I just made $4 in 30 seconds.
Just drop the cost by $4. Why put us through all that?
Because there's a possibility that you're not going to.
What percentage, Sam? It's huge. It's got to be huge.
What percentage don't do it?
Yes.
Probably like 95.
I was going to say the same thing. 95%. I'm not going to mail something and get a stamp and find the...
Well, if it's only a $4 rebate, what are you bitching about anyway?
One of the rebates was 11 cents. That was in the ad. And I just left. I'm like, who are these people stopping what they're doing to get... And is that a check? Do they send you a check for 11 pennies?
Probably, yes.
You know, there's this separate phenomenon at that big box store. Sometimes they leave a 2x4 out.
Let's slow down.
Far.
I think they might be an advertiser. I've only
been there twice, and I've bought lighting there. I'll tell you what I did not do. It never involves a stamp and an envelope. I'm not. What number or amount of money would it have to be for you to do that?
Anything over $5.
Sam.
I don't know. I was going to make a
Dana,
joke.
Look at me.
Actually talking smack.
Look at me. I'm wearing a sweatshirt I bought in college, a t-shirt, let me see if it's the right one that I think it is, yeah, that I got for free at one of our cornhole tournaments, a pair of shorts that She Who Shall Not Be Named gave me, and same thing for the flip-flops. I'm cheap. If you tell me, if you will spend 30 seconds filling out an envelope, we will give you $5 back, I'm going to spend 30 seconds for $5.
Then you have to take the $5 check to the bank.
I'll go when I go to pay my mortgage.
Why did you have to check what shirt you had on?
Because I thought it was a shirt I got for free.
Oh, okay.
That's my point. I didn't pay for a single thing that I'm wearing.
If it was, buying a car, Sam, and it's a $2,000 rebate, yes.
Well, and we're also discounting that a lot of people that go to that particular big box store buy large quantities, and they are known for giving you discounts.
Okay,
you
like for lumber, or whatever.
If you're building a house,
or a lawnmower.
Well, if you're building a house and you need, you know, 90 or 150 2x4s, they're like, okay, we'll discount you this wonderful, huge discount.
Mm-hmm.
And give you a $1,000 rebate card.
Yeah.
All you have to do is mail it in.
For $1,000, I'd do it.
$500. $100.
No way.
$100.
Absolutely
all
not.
All you have to do.
Just lower the price. Why do I have to go through? It's like the adjustment when I go to buy my prescription and they're like, oh, we've got a coupon here. And instead of $9,000, it's going to be $26. Just charge $26.
Dana, if I gave you this piece of paper and during the break, I told you my address and all you had to do was write Scott Parks and where he lives.
Mm-hmm. Find a stamp.
And you don't have a stamp?
No.
Okay, I can't help you.
I don't have stamps.
What is this, the 1900s?
Oh, also.
I don't like light my home with candles either.
The text line is blowing
You don't heat
up
it either.
Text line is
the text line is blowing up with this.
What?
You don't get cash back on those rebates.
What do you get?
You get store credits.
Store credits. Still spends.
Okay. I'm just saying.
So the next time I go to get lawn seed, I don't have to pay for it. Boom.
Okay.
So what do all men, when they're walking through that store and they run into a 2x4 that's about waist height, what do all men yell? Menards!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, so you know that I love to follow these like psychology and weird facts sites on Facebook. Can I bore you for just a minute?
Please.
I find these things fascinating. There are only 2 days in your life that are not 24 hours long. Which ones are they?
Leap year.
Okay.
Your birth and your death.
That is correct.
Oh.
Nice try.
You cannot read or tell time in a dream.
Yep.
Doesn't surprise me.
I don't ever recall telling time or reading in a dream. On average, we will unknowingly pass an average of 14 murderers in our lifetime.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of...
I got one more. People with mental problems... Hang on, before I continue, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Red is your favorite color. Sam, what is yours?
Maybe blue.
Maybe blue, okay.
I like blue or green.
Okay. Mine is blue. People with mental problems often say their favorite color...
Is red.
Is blue.
Oh, really? I'm goody.
What is accidental death and dismemberment? And
should I click on it? Well, do you plan to die or have a limb removed in
is
the next year?
Is it one or the other? We've talked about this.
It covers both.
So if I'm accidentally dead or accidentally dismembered but still alive, or do I have to be dismembered, speaking of serial killer?
For the love of God.
Well, why do they call it dismemberment? Can't we pick another word?
Dana, this is a benefit that would go on to your beneficiaries. By the way, for those of you, I think it's pretty much universal. Maybe it's not. Today is the end of open enrollment. I open enrolled about 4 days ago. Sam and Dana are procrastinators and are waiting for the very last minute.
Okay, did you or did you not elect?
I did not.
Dismemberment.
I did not.
What if you're dismembered?
Then I guess I'm like the guy on CNN who's now an aviation analyst.
Oh my God.
I chose it.
Thank you, Dan.
Just in case.
Well, if you need somebody to tell you to choose it, you can find somebody in the building.
It's $4.
A pay period.
Okay. But see, here's what I understand. I have life insurance. I got a bajillion dollars in life insurance.
Then you probably don't need
that it. That covers accidental death, and I'm sure it covers dismemberment.
This is supplemental. Meaning it's
I mean,
extra.
How rich do I want my beneficiaries to be?
And Lord, you remind me of driving back from Nebraska 2 weeks ago.
With your fancy K?
Mm-hmm.
My what?
You found the K?
In knowledge, yes. We were driving back from Nebraska, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw something. T was driving at the time, and I said, what was that? And she goes, it was a buck. And I go, oh. And she goes, you know, a deer. And I looked over at her. I damn near opened the door and pushed her out.
Just in case you didn't know.
I said, hey, I know what a buck is.
Speaking of accidental dismemberment, you need to be aware.
Supplemental.
Stay away from K-10 right now. Those things are mating or running or whatever they do when they try to kill you.
Scott, supplemental, that means extra.
Just in case. I mean, you have trouble with this whole thing annually.
So
why do we need commuter parking insurance?
Well, it's a big company.
It's a big company, and they have offices in Philly and everything. I did tell T that the worst kind of dead animals on the road
is large.
The worst kind of dead animal on the road is a canine. And then I looked at her, I said, dog. Fest Swiss Friday is next. It is brought to you by Q39. Get in early, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. The grievances when we return.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.